What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
I went to 6 different doctors, $3,000 later after insurance coverage. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. They couldn't figure out, pinpointed at all, what was wrong with me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to heal myself. And I decided I'm healing myself, and I did.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. We are still talking all things wellness, and of course, we have a guest with us. Her name is Coach Desiree Williams, and we are going to dive into some great topics today. How are you, Coach Des?
I'm amazing as always and won't accept less. Thank you. How are you doing?
I love that answer. I am doing amazing. So thank you so much for asking. And I'm super excited for us to have our chat today. Are you ready?
I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm always ready. It's like you just, like they say, stay ready. Stay ready.
I know that's right. All right. So as you ladies and gents know, we do not have interviews. Instead, we have genuine conversations. We always start our interviews with a icebreaker. And your icebreaker is... when you need to reset and gain clarity in your own life, what's one practice or ritual you always return to?
My ritual that I return to is grabbing my mask, and I will put my mask on, and I have breathing techniques that I do and I use not only for myself, but for my clients. And it's a 10-minute reset, right? So you are just breathing. You have your one intention. Whatever that one intention is, it is either to get rid of a negative feeling or emotion, a negative thought process, or something that you want to step into positively, like an energy field, an energy mindset, or something that you like, especially if you're going into a meeting, or even especially if you're going to a meeting that you're doing negotiations. You want to just do that, put the mask on, give yourself a quick 5 to 10 minutes and reset your mindset. And then go into whatever it is that you need to do.
And when did you start doing this?
I started doing this mainly at night for my morning dreams. So when I wake up in the morning, I didn't want to forget my dreams. So over the last, I want to say 8 years. Nope, actually pandemic, 5 years. It's 2020. You know, it seemed like the pandemic was longer than that, but 5 years. I wanted to know what my dreams meant, and I wanted to remember my dreams more vividly. So I always started to sleep with a mask on. And then when I started traveling a lot for work, I was traveling every single week. I was probably home 1 to 2 days out of the week. I would put my mask on during my plane ride or use my mask right before, like in the morning, before I go into my meetings or my trainings to reset and recharge myself because I was exhausted because that's a lot of traveling. When you're traveling, you got not only jet lag, but time differences and your habits on the road when you're eating are not as healthy. Even though you pick healthy choices, there's still other things in the food. You still have to be very mindful of where you're going.
Facts. Okay, well, let's get into our genuine conversation. We always start off with who is the guest. So for you, who is Coach Desiree Williams?
Coach Desiree Williams is a person who cares so much about other people's well-being that I will put theirs over my own. And I've learned to put mine first to understand how that looks, that I care so much for other people, to also pour into myself so I can increase my understanding and vibration for it to be able to pour into people on a higher level. I mean, when you're pouring from an empty cup, you're giving them the empty information, right? So when you fill your cup, you're also filling the information that you're giving another person. So I had to go inside myself over the last 5 years, especially the pandemic was like life-changing for me in the most positive way ever, because I cut off everything and everybody to learn who I am. and to understand what I do, my greatness, right? Because I've had a lot of business owners that I've worked for, clients always tell me, well, how do you do what you do? You're a Black woman in a white male dominant field, which is project management, construction project management, for over 22 years. How do you get your teams, you know, cohesive, internal, external teams? How do you do that? I didn't understand it. So that question came back to me during the pandemic, and I had to really go deep inside of myself. So when you say who I am, I'm not a coach. I'm not a mom. I am a purpose. And my purpose is to heal other people and to give them the knowledge and understanding and healing that I've done for myself, so they can live a life that is more controlled with expectations on themselves and not on the outside world, just changing the perspective.
I want to tap in and really get into the journey and what did that look like for you? Because again, that looks different for everybody. But when it comes to healing and you actually checking in with yourself, what did that portion and that journey look like for you?
It was tough. And I tell people all the time, it's tough. It's not something that I can teach you in an interview or in a lunch and learn that I do. I can't teach you that overnight. It's something that you really have to embody. You have to live it. You have to believe it. Because if you don't believe the content, you won't make the changes. So for me, I had to, after I cut everybody off, I moved from a 4-bedroom house with my man. And we had, I mean, it was like we had everything spoiled, right? To a 1-bedroom apartment. And I got rid of everything that I did not need. If I didn't feel like I needed it, and if it couldn't fit in this 1-bedroom apartment, I didn't take it. Whether that was my ego, furniture, clothes, whatever didn't fit. And I, in that moment, I made a decision for myself. I am going to change my life, and I'm not going to be in another narcissistic bad relationship. I'm not going to be in another job that I don't want to be at. I'm not going to be in a situation that I'm uncomfortable in. I'm not going to be around things that make me uncomfortable. And I don't want to be around a place that makes me feel less than who I am. But for me to, you really have to get to that point in your life where you're just tired of everything. And I used to have a friend tell me, you're not truly tired until you make a change to defend, you know, to say, I don't want this anymore. And it wasn't just the relationship that I want, even though that was what I was complaining about. It was everything. You know, I built and worked my butt off for over 20 years in construction project management to build the life that I had, not out of what I wanted to do, but out of necessity to take care of my children without having to depend on somebody outside of me to do it. Whether that's the welfare system, whether that's another man, whether that's getting help from my family, I didn't want to depend on anybody. But that was the life that I built, and I didn't like it. Will Smith has said something. He said, I made so much money that you get to the top and you want to jump off because you feel just as sad and empty as you do when you have nothing, even though you seem like you have everything, because it's a mindset. So I went into my mind. And I wanted to know what's in there. I started learning neuroscience. I started learning metaphysics. I started learning quantum mechanics. I started learning philosophy on a deeper level. I started learning me and my aura, my energy, my spirituality on a deeper level. And I really sat a lot of days crying. I went back to my family and asked my family, who was I before the world changed me? When I was 4, 5, 6, and 7 years old, what was my character like? How was I? I went to go understand that piece because that's the essence of who I am. I wanted to get back to who I am. And so I needed to know who was I when I was a child because I don't really remember my character. I was young. I don't know. So I asked my parents that was living. I asked my siblings that are all older than me, people that were that known me for 30, 40 years. So I did a whole milestone timeline. People who've known me 20 years, 10 years, 30 years, then family who's known me my whole life. So I can see how my life looked from outside of me. And then you start to do the work inside of who you are and who you're becoming. And then you start to pull away all the things that don't feel good to you. You start to pull away all the things inside of yourself that doesn't match your life that you want. So then I started thinking, what do I want? How do I want to live? How do I want to look? I want to help people. I love people. I want to, you know, have nice things. Does the things matter? I've learned that people say, well, materialism doesn't matter. But if you want to change people's lives, it does. Because I've been doing it for free for over 10 years. And I reached 10%, well, let's say 0.1% of the population. When you have a longer reach and you have the funds and finances to get there, you can reach a larger point of the population, change more lives. I'm at that point where I want to change more lives. And so for me, it was constant morphing and changing and pulling away from myself and adding and pouring into myself along the journey of the last 5 years. And I've never stopped. Even though I traveled, it wasn't something that I slowly did. It was something I worked on every single day of my life for the last 5 years. And I finally answered that question. I went back to that question I had as I built this coaching business that I have now. And this is not the first coaching business that I've had, but this one, it is the right one for me, because I was now able to answer that question from other employers who looked at me, and I've changed their organization to say, how do you do this as, you know, a minority in this situation? And I'm now able to put together all the pieces to come up with the formula that I have for my Lead Healed series. And it's a lot, you know, it's a lot, but you have to be willing to go through the process.
I love that. And based on like what you said, the thing that comes to me is mindset, right? Making the decision and making the right decision. Because, you know, if you're impulsive, you may make the wrong decision. But if you sit down and, you know, actually self-reflect, you may make the right decision for yourself. And so when it comes to your clients, how do you introduce self-reflection to them? How do you introduce, you know, looking at the decisions and making the proper one that supports you and where you want to go next? What does that process look like when you're coaching and you're delivering this information to your clients?
It's called an energy audit. And I have been working on this energy audit for the last 2 months diligently. And I've had the first audit that I came up with, and I presented it to a person that I just newly met. So she doesn't know me. So I didn't want any bias, you know, feedback. I gave it to her and she was like, you know what? I have gone to Tony Robbins, you know, university. I went to so many, I don't want to just name drop, but I went to so many different high profile coaches, and I've never in my life gotten something that's tangible like what you just gave me to change my life. Right. So I checked back on her 30 days later and she was still in the same spot. And I asked her, why are you still in the same spot? And I said, are you doing this? And she said, I don't know. It's just, my life is just, I said, okay, hold on. First of all, you need to get in control of what you want mentally. And then you build your life around what you want mentally. I don't care if you're, and she's building a business. She came from losing a $30 million a year business to losing it all. And now she's on the process of rebuilding it. Right. And like I told her, yes, it's important, but you can't build that business without you. You are the key factor in that variable. If you're not going to show up for yourself, that business is not going to show up for you. And if you are working that hard on it, then you're working against yourself, because there's an easier way to do everything. And I told her, I said, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to, because you're my pilot mentee, you know, she's not a paid coaching client. She's just my mentee. So I can try. And that's what I always do. I always get people to try my things out on, because I'm not the one that's going to be, you know, egotistical enough to say, oh, I created it, so it works. No, I need to try it out to make sure. And she was like, you know what? I started asking her, are you doing this? Are you doing that? Are you doing this? And she said, no. And I said, that's why it's not working for you, babe. That's why it's not giving you the results that you need. So let me stay on those. I'm going to schedule a meeting with you every 2 weeks. And I want to get together so we can start to tweak and get your mindset ready for the change. Now, when she read the energy audit, she believed in it. She was happy with it. She knows, because of experience, that it's what she needs. But your mind is going to focus on the distractions and take you away from what you should be doing. I said, okay, so I did some statistics. I ran some stats. And basically, if you don't stay consistent with someone as a coach for at least up to 12 months, they will not do what you're asking them to do. They're not going to make those changes in their life. They're not going to be that diligent. And I've had you done in your life where you've healed yourself. You've gotten to a point. I didn't do it by spending tens of thousands of dollars and going to coaches. I've done it by interflecting and going so deep within myself to do it for myself, to find out how I did it so I can write my playbook. So the new energy audit I did, I just met with another client, my mentee again, to when I revamped the energy audit, because my mind was like, well, how can I present this? How can people get it? How spend so much of my time producing the information for each individual person? So I revamped it, came up with 12 major areas where your energy is is either moved, transferred internally or externally. And I came up with these 12 areas by doing some research, a lot of research. And within these 12 areas, I came up with two questions per area to get right to the meat and potatoes of it. And so I basically have an hour and a half luncheon or class that I will do, even if it's just not even a lunch and learn, if it's just something that somebody wants to do for the evening and do it in a group setting. And I always do groups. I will not do like individuals if it needs to be in a group setting, because it's just, I could get more people. And energetically, it's what's best for me, right? So we go through the 12 questions. At the end of this hour and a half, you will basically know the areas that you need to work on. I will give you some tips and tricks on how to work on those areas. And then I'm going to leave it up to you. You can do what you want to with it from there, but at least you would have a starting point and you'll know what areas you need to work on, because there's a lot of things that people don't even understand that's playing. Okay, you know how you were saying that, like with the video, it needs to be on the only tab and you got to close all the other tabs, right? You as a person have to close all of your other tabs so you can restore your energy. But if you don't know what tabs are open and playing in the background, you don't know what tabs to turn off. And it's not just as a matter of just flipping a switch. You have to be aware, self-aware to the height of the level of understanding where to look, how to check it, how to keep practicing turning it off until it turns itself off. So I've worked on that, and I did it with my client yesterday, and he was like, you know what? I only spent this part of going through this hour and a half for you. He said, I am in. Like, I am intrigued. I'm already, you got my mind going and thinking, and I know what you're going to do is going to be amazing for a lot of people. But like I told him, I said, I'm going to take you to the next step. Because after the group setting for corporate, as I do this for corporate, right? And that's, we can get them in a group. If there is a organization or a women's group that they want to do it in a group setting, I would do it that way. But only in a group, because it just like makes more sense. With him, I take the information and I look at where his areas and numbers are of what was high, what's low. If it's high, I leave it there, because you have some control over parts of your life. You're not like completely all low, right? You have some areas that are high. So the low areas, what I do is I focus on those, and that's where we start. And then we'll work our way up to the higher areas to enhance what's already great, but I want to start with what's really draining your energy. And then I'm going to do a full-on report from that audit and then give him a report. This is my findings. This is the things that you can do now. This is what, like with his, it's more of sleep, nutrition, hydration, and focus. One of the questions is, I'm going to pull it up because I have it right here. One of them, and I'm just going to pull this one up out of my section, my section 10. I can focus on one task without constant distraction. I can focus on one task without constant distraction. Can you sit here and focus on just say, okay, I'm going to write this book with zero distractions? Can you push yourself to say, I'm going to give myself 1 hour of meditation and no distractions. Because that's basically what it is. When you're in full focus, you're in meditation mode, which is a different energy level. Because people think meditation, you got to close your eyes and put your fingers together. That's part of it. You could be mowing your lawn, swimming, running. You could be doing things. Those are meditative because you're focused on one thing for a long period of time. Can you meditate on that one thing? Can you cut off the kids coming and bothering you? Can you cut off the phone calls? Can you cut off your mind from jumping all over the place? They call it monkey mind. And that's what Buddhists call it, is the monkey mind, because it's constantly bouncing on to so many distractions. Can you close all of your tabs and focus on this one thing? The second part to that section, can I shift negative thoughts into more supportive ones? Can you take a negative thought and change that negative thought? And you only got 17 seconds to do it, and change it into something positive before that negative thought takes over your energy. And that's where your mind is going to stay. It's not saying that it's not going to pop up again, but every time it pops up, do you have the discipline to turn it off and turn it into something more supportive every single time it comes up, to the point where it just doesn't come up anymore? And those are the two questions. And that's in section 10. I call them sections. They're like blocks. And this is in the mind and cognitive patterning blocks. That block, those two questions. So you would score anywhere from 1 to 5. So let's say on the first one, as far as the constant distractions, let's say, well, no, I'm like a 2, right? I kind of do it. I'm not like where I just can't do it at all. I do it a little bit, but I still have distractions coming in. But let's just say on the negative thoughts and being supportive and changing them, you're a 5, right? So in that area, you get a 6, which is things that you're working on. That's in a good place to be. Now, the lower the number, the worse, the higher the number, and you can score up to 10 on each block, right? So a 10 is, I have this completely covered. I'm good, which I haven't seen anybody yet that I'm only done in a couple of people, even on myself, right? I'm not a 5 on every single thing all the way through. So now I know where to focus my energy for myself to gain more energy for myself. So on this, let's say that your energy is supporting it. You can, but your distractions you're working on, right? So then I will give you that key point. Okay, well, then this is what you need to do. I need you to do this breath work, and I need you to get that intention. I need you to focus on that intention and do this breath work for 5 minutes. And I started off slow. Like him, and I told him what he needs to do. I said, now, if you can do it for 3 weeks, that's amazing. If you do it for 30 days, awesome. He said, nah, we're going to start slow. Just put me in for 1 week, coach. 1 week, 1 week. So I'm going to give him a whole dietary plan for that 1 week that he can do to start to change. I said, now you will feel a little change, but it does take time. This change takes time. I said, but if you can go 3 weeks, you're going to feel massive change. But within that 7 days, you will start to feel a little change. I said, but within that third day, your body is going to start looking for things because everything, no matter what you do, 3 days, 72 hours, your body is going to start trying to connect to what it's comfortable with. And it gets harder. And then you have to keep drawing it back a little bit more and a little bit more. But after about 30 days, 60 days, you're going to be able to wean it down. And definitely within the 1 year coaching, when I do this for, you know, for the whole 12 months, I have a 6 week, 3 month, 6 month, 12 month, even a 9 month in there, because I do it every 3 months. But in that 12 months, if you just went through the whole 12 months, you literally would have been able to change at least more than half of the habits that you have would be gone, where you can actually reset and say, you know what? I got it, coach. I'm good. And I can get it from moving on. And I want you there. I don't want to be that person where you have to keep coming back and getting this dopamine from me. And I'm hitting you with this, you know, motivation, and I'm hitting you and you're feeling good for about a couple of weeks, and then you drop again. And I've looked at the statistics on it, and anybody can research the statistics on it, and you will constantly keep dropping. And so now you're on this roller coaster. And I've even gotten feedback on people who've done that, and they're on this roller coaster. You're paying tens of thousands of dollars, and you're on this roller coaster. No. You can pay less than that with me for a year And you can now know how to maintain yourself after that on your own for yourself. It's people like, well, that's not conducive to you, monetizing and making money. Well, baby, life changes. Things change. We evolve. We're evolving creatures. We're evolving people. There's no way that, okay, now you got it and you're good. You're going to run across something in your life later on down the line. I can't, battle this one by myself because I'm growing with you. I'm growing through it too, right? And I'm always going to be growing because we're never going to not be growing because everything is changing. We went from in 1970s only having phones at home and you had to be at home to get that call to where you could take a call anywhere in the United States, in the world. You could take a call. Things are going to evolve. Things are going to keep on moving and changing. We have to keep on moving and changing with the time.
Okay, before we move on to our next segment, I do want to ask you as far as clarity and what does that mean to you and how are you positioning it for your clients? Because to me, when I'm hearing you talk about these things and even the questions that you're presenting to them, it's giving clarity. So I want to see what that means to you and how you present it to your clients.
When I'm presenting it to my clients, it's basically going back to self-awareness. I keep everything very simple because life is simple. I'm not going to complicate anything that's simple. It's awareness. That's what clarity is. It's awareness. It's you being in your here and now, this space right here, right now, not the future, not the past, not in an hour from now, not an hour before, right here, right now. Every single minute of your life, you're consciously aware of you. That is your awareness, your self-awareness, your social awareness. That is your clarity.
So our next segment is highs and lows. And so when we talk about highs and lows, peak and valleys, we want to see where it was a pivot in your life. So let's start off with the low first and figure out, you are here where you are today. So you're dealing with your clients, you're supporting them, you got some testimonials, so the things are working. So was there a pivotal moment in your life where you questioned if you wanted to be a coach or a situation where you had to leave corporate? What was a situation that you can explain to us? And then what was that pivotal moment to where you was like, no, let me change my mindset. Let me get my awareness together and make this change so I can still show up the best way that I can.
My biggest pivotal moment was this year in April. Now, we do know that with the administration and all of the laws and everything coming out, I don't like to get political because of my nonprofit. I also cannot get political, right? Because I do have a nonprofit. I can't get political, so I do have to watch my and mind myself. But they eliminated my position as a regional inspection manager, and I was covering 17 guys in 8 different cities and 6 different states. So I was traveling a lot. And I was working with a team that was widespread and most of our stuff was virtual. And I loved it being there for the team and being there for them and creating this. I actually used them as my pilot people. I call them, test dummies. It's like, but I use them for my pilots, right? So there were things that I started doing with them to find out what type of leader I am because of the feedback they gave me. So now I'm getting this from my team and it's every job I have that coming back to me. So I really wanted to dive a little deeper into it. And I don't want to hear it from my superiors. I don't want to hear it from somebody above my title. I want to hear it from below my title. And then it started making me pivot a little bit to where 6 months, I can literally tell you 6 months before my position was eliminated, I didn't even want to be there no more. I was already fatigued. Actually, it was August of last year, 2024. My body went through a massive phenomenon, is what I call it, because I had so much water weight. I was like 15 pounds heavier, 10 pounds heavier than what I actually am. And I had so much water weight that from my stomach down to my feet had swelled so big that I could barely walk. I could barely move. My body started being in so much pain. I was tired, but I was still showing up for my team every single day. I ended up in the hospital. And even from the hospital, I'm taking calls from my team. But I knew then it was like, it doesn't even matter how bad I get or how far down I am. For my team, that's a leader. Like most people would say, I don't care about nothing. I need to worry about myself. Or the year before that, when I had a gun pulled on me and I had to negotiate my life at work, and I'm still there for my team when my team is calling me and saying, hey, my flight was canceled. My flight was delayed. The weather was horrible all the way across the whole nation. And a lot of our flights were canceled and delayed. And I still had to show up for my team after still dealing with me having a gun getting pulled on me and me not being able to see my family for the rest of my life or their life. They're, you know, my life being taken, and I'm the matriarch for my family. So for me being taken, that's detrimental for my children. It's a lot for my grandchildren, my kids. So those two moments, after the second one, I was like, you know what? I was sick from August till November. And I went to 6 different doctors, $3,000 later after insurance coverage. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. They could not tell me not one thing that was, they couldn't figure out, pinpointed at all what was wrong with me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to heal myself. And I decided I'm healing myself. And I did. And my doctors asked me, what did you do? And I told them, between my mind and what I put in my body, I healed myself. I said, I know exactly, just listening to my inner self, my intuition, and trusting what I'm hearing and what I'm feeling, you know, monitoring my body, listening to my body, understanding my body on a whole nother level. And then I'm getting these downloads, doing it, just being trustful and just doing it. And my body went back to normal and snapped back to a better part of myself that I have not felt that good in like a long time. To where recently, so that position elimination, I was like, do you really want to go back to corporate, or do you want to follow your heart? And I followed my heart and I created my coaching, but I started the nonprofit first because I thought that's what it was. And as I'm creating the nonprofit and I'm presenting it, people are asking me, well, what about the adults? And so then I created Lead Healed, but then made it a, you know, umbrella all the platforms. So it has like, it's a whole business model itself. And I presented that to a couple of high business people to see what they thought about this model, and they love the model. So for me, there is no turning back. It's only going forward. It's like, you know what? I can't go backwards, because if I go backwards, it delays what I'm doing. And I'm so in love to what I'm doing that I've learned that my mind will start to say, well, what about your savings? What about this? We got to make money. We got to do that. Your mind will start to just go down this road. Oh my gosh. So I'm who pull it back and be supportive in a very gentle way to all the negative thoughts going through my mind of, we're building this, but we're not making any money right now. We got to, you know, in this phase, it's like, we don't know how long it's going to take. What are we going to do? We got to do this. My brain is just going 15,000 miles an hour on a negative spiral of, we got to go get another job. That's what we're supposed to do, because your body will go back to what's comfortable and what's normal to it. And I wake up every day. I'm amazing as always. I won't accept less, because I have to live by that model. I've been saying that for years, but now I have to live it. I have to literally live it. No matter how I'm feeling, no matter what's going on, I'm amazing, because I have to show up in a way that I can have my mind clear enough to create what I'm creating and what I have created. And I will continue to morph it and create it and make it even better moving forward. And I have to stay diligent. I have to stay focused on that. And so, like, you know, and my clients will come. It's going to be something that people are going to say, you know what? I want to try this. You know what? I want to do this. It's going to be somebody that I'm going to do it for free for. And they're going to say, you know what? I'm going to put you in front of the right people to make this, you know, move a lot faster for you. And it's, and like I said, it only takes one person. And you find the one right person, one person. It is millions of people just in Dallas, but it only takes one to catapult you from nothing to something.
All right. So on the opposite end of the spectrum, let's talk about a high. Anything that made you clap for yourself to say, hey, we made it?
When I had the first epiphany of doing the energy audit, and when I gave it to her, I was kind of nervous, because I just decided it was an idea. And I was like, you know what? Let me just try it. And I don't know why. I do know why. I was going to say, I don't know why I tried it with her. I do know why. It was just meant to be, right? It was just meant. It was meant. So I just went with my gut. You follow your instincts. I put it together. I handed it to her. I think it was 30 pages. Because I got deep. Like, when I got deep on her audit, I got deep into not only the exercise, but the foods. I got down into her blood type and then matching everything to her blood type. I went in the woods, in the depths of everything, and pulled in everything, all any information I can think of. I put it in there, and it was 30 pages. This one is now 4 pages, and it is 24 questions. But the report that comes behind it, of course, is going to be still that 30 page, but I've made it to where I can at least make it not so overwhelming for some people, because sometimes you can see a lot of information like that and you don't know where to start. So my win for me is when she said, I have been to so many high-end coaches, coaching retreats, classes, masterclasses, universities, this, that, tens of thousands of dollars, and what you've given me here outweighs, and nobody is doing it. And I was like, I'm on the right track, keep going. And you have to take those moments and those wins. You have to keep going, because if you don't, I promise you, you're going to just tank, right? Even Friday, yesterday, when I had my second person, I revamped it, spent all last week revamping it, and I gave it to him. And the feedback he gave me, I was like, okay. And I felt, because he's a really big business person for me, you know, in my eyes. And I'm like, for you to say that, that means a lot. From networking events, and they want me to do She's Healed. And that came about like 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, at this luncheon networking event. I didn't know any of these women there. And one of them pulled me aside, and we were talking for about an hour. And she was telling me everything she went through. And I was telling her I understood and I could connect with her on, you know, all her, you know, the stuff that she went through as being, you know, just molested, sexual assault, sexual abuse, the whole thing that a lot of women, even in corporate, she's a lawyer, a lot of stuff that they go through. And she was like, for you to have healed, she said, I admire you because I can't heal myself. I said, baby, you can. You just don't know the steps. And she asked me if I would start up, you know, the program for women. Even so, I started She's Healed, which I am launching very recently, and I'm going to put it on Eventbrite and Meetup over the next couple of weeks to start my first She's Healed weekend program on October. So it's just giving women a safe space to go and cry and talk about things that they can't talk about to their families, to their friends, to their coworkers, to people that you can't say anything to. This is the safe space for you to come and vent, to connect the sisterhood, the pain, with the real trauma that you go through. It's not going to be the little cry here, cry there. It's going and pulling out the real, the dirt. I've had a lady that I wanted to bring on with me because she is currently a coach for women like that. And she said, I don't know if I want to do it in a group because that's a lot of negative energy you got to take home with you. And I said, okay, you're just not the right one. I love you, but you're just not the right one, because you have to learn how to control your energy. You have to learn how to show up for people who's hurting without making their hurt your hurt. And they always say hurt people, but maybe heal people. So we're not going to stay on the negative side. We're going to stay on the positive side. So that was 3 major turning points that, you know, I celebrated. And that was just within the month and a half, where people have come to me and like gave me such kudos on all the hard work that I'm doing. Because sometimes you can do some hard work behind the scenes, because I don't publicize anything that I'm doing. And I'm the quantum mechanics, and I don't want to go into that, but I haven't sized anything. So when you're getting into your head, you don't know if you're doing it right, doing it wrong. You're kind of questioning if it's enough. Are you spending too much time over here, over there? You really don't know. But then when you come out and get, you know, tested on certain people and having certain people coming to you and telling you what the need is and that you fit in that mold, people will tell you where you fit in this world. People will help you understand your purpose in this world. And I know that this is my purpose. This is my life. This is my new life. This is my path, my journey, and I'm going to fight tooth and nail. Am I scared? Yes. There are days that come up that I'm scared because I'm using savings. I'm still, you know, birthing this. And you don't get paid during the birthing session, right? And I'm not doing anything else. My 100% time is on this. I don't have a job. I don't have anything else going on. I am literally using my savings and living off my savings and giving this 100% of my attention to birth this.
Okay. So as far as our next segment, it's called One Free Advice. And with the One Free Advice, we keep it real short. We want it to be actionable because we want to meet people where they are, right? And so what is one free advice that you can give somebody that's listening right now? It could be a statement. It could be a word, something where they can take action listening to this episode today.
Stay open-minded. A closed mind. They say a closed mouth doesn't get fed. Closed mouth still get fed, but a closed mind does not get fed. That's really where your feeding comes from, is a closed mind. Stay open-minded because you never know what lies you're living by, because we're living by a lot of lies in this world. We've been fed these lies since birth, and you can't blame a society or our family because they've only known what they've known to be true, which are lies. So keep your mind open because that's where you're going to find out who you are. I have a quick quote. I'm sorry. Every thought is a current. Every feeling is a voltage. And every human body is a living circuit vibrating with a frequency only the conscious can truly tune. Your consciousness is the only thing that can tune you. But if you're staying closed-minded, you will never be able to get to the point in your life to grow.
I'm excited for a motivational moment because it's kind of like that. So I'm excited. Okay, so Coach Diz, we are towards the end. I do want to say thank you so much. And I would love for you to share how people can get in contact with you, your website, email, whatever the case may be. I know you mentioned we're going to have some events on Eventbrite, so people will stay tuned for that. But how can people get in contact with you just for additional support?
My website is www.leadhealed.org. My email address is coaching@DesireeWilliams.org. My name is on the screen, so you can spell that correctly because Desiree gets spelled incorrectly a lot. You can find me under Des Love on Eventbrite, and you can follow me there so you can get all the events that will be coming up for She's Healed and the later part of next year for He's Healed. Corporate events obviously will be for corporate clients in their setting. But if I do anything outside of that, conferences, retreats, they will all be under Des Williams, Des Love. I did Des Love because my heart is under love. I don't lead with anything else but love. And Des is just short. So it's really easy to say I'm Desiree Williams, it's Des Love. And you can also find me on Setmore. Go on the website or your web browser and just put my name in there, DesireeWilliams.setmore.com. And you'll be able to see classes that I do that I will be posting on there for free starting October 1st. I'll post some mini classes on there for free. And you can also book any of the retreats, classes, or anything that's coming up under that link as well. So if you want to book with me, if you have a group setting and you have any like women's groups or anything like that, or corporate groups that you want to book with me, you can also book with me there as well.
Beautiful. And we're going to make sure we get all of the links so we can put them in the show notes. So we're going to go ahead and get to our motivational moment. And today is a scripture. As we all know, it is very popular. Write the vision and make it plain. And so for me, listening to everything that you mentioned today regarding clarity, regarding mindset, making decisions, awareness, all the different things, I know right now for people who's watching, this is terrible, but I have notes everywhere. Because I feel like if I keep it in my mind, it's not going to go anywhere. But if I put it on paper and actually see it, even when it comes to vision boards, even when it comes to me journaling, like getting my thoughts out, it gives me clarity at the end of the day to let me know what I'm headed to. If there's any problems, instead of me trying to figure it out in myself and put together like a puzzle piece, it's better for me to just sit there and write it out so I can see it. And then from there, make sense of it. Even if I have to talk to my mom about it, because that is my best friend. I love her. If I talk to my best friends about it, whatever the case may be, I legit had to sit down and organize my thoughts, put it on paper first before I do anything. And so when it comes to everything that she mentioned today, that gives me clarity. And so I want to know for you, when you hear that scripture, write the vision and make it plain, what does it mean for you?
If you don't write it, like you said, it's neuroscience. When you are writing, you're seeing it, you're feeling you writing it, it's a connection you're making with yourself to make it reality, make it become real. And I have journals all over the place. Trust me, my journals are full. I usually write on one side. I always keep one side blank because when I come back to it, then I have space to update what I thought on this page. I update myself and I'm like, hold on. And I use different, I have so many different color pens sitting here. I got like seven, and I will use different colors for different meanings. So I might put on my blank side and use this very top three pages and use it in purple. And then the next time I have a thought, I put it in pink, but I always date them. So then I know what I can, it's easier to have it in different colors of different sections, because if it's all black or all blue, it just kind of all runs together. But when you have it in different colors, your brain picks up certain colors also. It's a neural connector to your brain. So use different colors as you're writing. Use different things. And you mentioned vision board. I love vision. I won't say boards, but vision boards are great. If you're doing a vision board, put it in your journal. Something that fits in your purse. Because a lot of your epiphanies will come outside of that vision board of where you are, and you're not right there with the vision board. So you're going to have other thought processes later that day. You could pull that journal. I got all sizes. There are going to be different sizes. But I do have one that stays in my purse. So when I have that epiphany, when I'm out because I saw something, I heard something that somebody was saying, I'm seeing something on a video, I'm actually scrolling in my phone and I see something on social media and I have this epiphany, I want to write it down. And then or I draw it out, because that's what your vision board is. It's you creating, and you should have something where you can create that fits in your purse so you can create on the fly.
Love that. Love that. Love that. Coach Dez, I totally appreciate you for coming today. Do you have any last parting words for the people?
Stay 10 toes down and head up, meaning stay grounded and stay with your head up, looking above all the lies and everything that you see in front of you. Because when you look up, you're looking towards what? The sun. That's enlightenment. So when I'm saying 10 toes down, head up, I'm saying stay grounded and stay focused. Stay looking at whatever your prize is.
I love that. Well, we're going to make sure all the links will be in the show notes. Everybody make sure that you connect with Coach Dez. And we want to say thank you again for being with us. If you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you for listening to What's Good Podcast. And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.